This goes to Dr. Koz, K-O-Z-L-O-V, like Victor, S-K-I. Fax 989-463-1534 regarding Ruth Davis, D-A-V, like Victor, I-S. Date of birth 3-4-1945. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Davis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was August 1st of 2022. Since that time, she's had several new diagnoses. One was rheumatoid arthritis, and she was started on prednisone, which really helped the pain while she was on it, and also methotrexate, just two tablets once a week. But that doesn't seem to be working as well now that she has been off the steroids. Also, she was diagnosed with idiopathic pulmonary disease. She's not sure what type, but she will be having a breathing test, and she sees a pulmonologist for that. And she is on inhalers, Ventolin, currently to help with the shortness of breath. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic shortness of breath with exertion and sometimes at rest. Occasional wheezing, no cough or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And edema is stable in the lower extremities, and her weight is also stable. Physical exam, or actually medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Norvasc 10 milligram once a day, as well as Bumex 1 milligram once daily. Rocaltrol is 0.25 microgram three times a week. Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram once a day. She's got insulin, the Ventolin inhaler, Victoza, and folic acid, 1 milligram daily is new, as well as the methotrexate, 2 tablets once a week. Physical exam, weight 179 pounds, pulse 88, oxygen saturation 92% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 114 over 70. Neck is supple. No carotid bruise or JVD. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No wheezing, rails, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen obese, non-tender, and without ascites. Extremities, she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 16th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.5. Estimated GFR is 36. Calcium is 8.5. Albumin 3.8. Sodium 140. Potassium 4.6. Carbon dioxide 20. Her hemoglobin is 12.1. White count was 13.1. Platelets are normal. Sed rate was very elevated at 104. The CRP was 12.7, and the CCP was greater than 2,500. Rheumatoid factor also elevated. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy, well controlled. 4, new diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.